Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tanisha. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Tanisha, this is Larry Ledbetter. And on May the 25th, I had a debit come out of my account for $56 and some change. And I noticed on June the 27th, that was out of, I think, Florida or Nevada. And then a month later, in 2 days, the same amount came out of my account also from another number in one of those two states, Nevada or Florida, whichever. What state are you in, ma'am?
Okay, well, we're just a third-party call center that's sent in from multiple online merchants. So the numbers are going to be different because of the companies.
Right. Well, you're the first one I've been able to get a hold of. I work days and I'm off nights. I hate to call and bother people at night, but anyway, I did. And the only thing that I know that I've done is on my app, on my phone, they had this special deal for DeWalt tools. It was too good to be true, but it was for $40. So I went ahead and supposedly purchased them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when this came out, but it wasn't for $40. It was for $56 and change. And then exactly a month later, it the same thing, same amount, but it shows it to be in a different state. Can you
okay. All right.
Tell me anything, something like that?
All right. So I can see if I can locate an account for you in our system. May I have your zip code, please?
It's 75686.
All right, that was 75686, and then first and last name.
How do I spell the last name?
No, sir, your first and last name.
First and last name, Larry Ledbetter, Ledbetter.
All right, and it looks like we do have an account for you for security purposes. Can I get you to verify the shipping address on file for me, please?
Shipping address, I have no idea. Oh, my address? It'd be 3592 County Road 21, Pittsburgh, Texas. 75686.
All right, and I'm just waiting for everything to load up here.
Okay.
All right, so I do have that account pulled up, and I do see where on May 19th you did enter into, it looks like you entered into a drill sweepstakes where you paid $7.95 for the fee. It does look like it was on a 5-day trial period during that time. So that $56.95, all right. So that was basically a membership fee. Basically, they send you out a voucher of $125 for you to be able to shop on their discount shopping store. At the time, it was probably offered as a sweepstakes drawing.
See, I never got any of that. And then they never mentioned anything about a membership.
Okay, did
it
you read
had,
the...
Two drills for sale for the $7 and change. And, there, you know, I knew it's too good to be true, but I thought, what the heck, $7 and some change? I'm going to take a chance. I never got anything. They were done with me.
Okay, so just to explain the account. All right, so first off, you weren't supposed to receive anything. Basically, you was entering into a drawing for the drill, not to get the drill. In the meantime of being in that drawing, they basically sent out a voucher that's $125 for you to be able to go on their discount shopping store and use the voucher to shop with. So that's
and
where
that
the $56.95. And that would have been
came to me how?
By your email.
Email?
Mm-hmm.
I never got that. Never got it.
That would have, let's see. Can you verify the email that we have on file?
I'd be LB, capital L, capital B, ETTER, 9295@gmail.com is my email address.
All right, so it would have went there. If it didn't go in your inbox, it more than likely would have went inside your spam.
Okay. So now, what do I do to just stop these, you know, withdrawals, debit withdrawals out of my account? I mean,
I can go ahead and
something. I've lost $100-something already. Just you know, $56.95 twice, and then the $7-something. Hello, I'm okay with losing that if I can just get it stopped.
Yes, sir. I can go ahead. I can go ahead and get it canceled for you on today.
Okay.
All right. Let me one moment.
So you're associated with this company or what? This bunch that does this?
We're the third party that stands in for their billing side.
Okay.
So if you need to. They are legit. Yes, sir. They are legit. Well, you just, anytime that you get any offers like that, and most of the time these offers come from like big companies like Walmart and stuff like that. Once you get into them, and some of them will have you fake surveys, and some of them will have like 5 different offers. Just keep in mind to read the terms and conditions for the simple fact that they're all through different online merchants, and each online merchant have their own set of terms. So that's just for future references, any type of sweepstakes or anything like that. Just view the terms, you know, just to have a clear understanding.
Yes, ma'am. I do. You know, I'm 61. My son's 30, and he said, "Dad, haven't you learned by now? Don't mess that stuff." So anyway, you know, if you could stop it, I would so appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay.
All right. So I got it canceled for you, and I also have a confirmation number if you want to write that down.
Well, ma'am, that's fine. Just as long as you've taken care of it for me, that's good enough. But now, do I need to go up to that other one that's from another and call that number too?
No, sir. If it's the same charge as the $56.95, then that's our charge. As long as you can verify the charge, from the 24th of May and the 25th of June. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Both of those are our charges.
I need to get back on it again if it happens again then, right?
This will be the number that you'll call back.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful night, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.